Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award.
We don't have to play them on time. Do you realize that it just came out, there's a new scandal, Trump said it's Tuesday, and the Amazon Post went insane and said that he insulted our allies on the other side of the international dateline? That our ally, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, those allies are in absolute shock that Trump said it's Tuesday when in fact it's Wednesday over there. This is an exclusive from the Amazon Post. Diplomatic row just broke out because Trump said it's Tuesday. Now, of course, this is getting to be insane every day. We all now know how sick the media is. Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, said that if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. Jeff Bezos is the biggest propagandist in American history. He bought the Washington Post, which was already a liberal newsletter, and he turned it into the Amazon Post, which does his bidding against Donald Trump, who threatened to break up Amazon as a monopoly, which it is. Apple, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, they're all monopolies. They all need to be broken up. But this guy was so smart that he bought the Washington Post and turned it into an anti-Trump sounding board around the clock. So now we have the new fake scandal, the non-scandal. One day it was this, the next day it was that. The story comes out about the leak, what he said, what he told the Russians. He's the president. He's the president. So he told them, we want to, you know, fight with you against ISIS in this town. And that suddenly is a leak? That's a breach of protocol? I guess if you're senile and you're Nancy Pelosi, it's some kind of crime against humanity. Around-the-clock propaganda by Bezos the monopolist. Well, my friends, I don't know if I'm going to spend much time on this. I'll tell you how I'm going to start the show today. I actually started it already. I played Arrivederci Roma because he's going to Rome to visit the Pope. And then he's going to Jerusalem. Another one, though. A feud with Israel started because of something someone said over the Western Wall. It isn't Israel. It isn't in Israel. It's in the West Bank. It's not your territory. We can go there. You don't have to go there. The president's going to go. He's not going to go. It's not your business. You're fired. You're not fired. I never saw anything like this. Whatever he does is wrong. I'll tell you what I think is going on in a few minutes because it's... yesterday I predicted or suspected that the hacking was done by North Korea. And I must tell you, I believe I was the first one in the media to say that. Now all of a sudden, oh, it's North Korea. You know how many people listen to this show, derive their ideas from this show, don't credit me? It doesn't matter. I'm Lao Tzu. I'm the Lao Tzu of the airwaves. As long as they're not quoting me but stealing my ideas, I'm happy. I don't need the credit for it. All I need is my ideas circulated. So here's my next idea. For those of you ready to steal another idea. Okay, we hear that the leaker over the latest non-scandal is Israel, which we could have guessed if it's true, that they were listening in, or that was their intelligence, rather, that was leaked, that the president, the commander-in-chief, spoke with Russia. He says they're also fighting ISIS, by the way. And they're our best ally against ISIS, by the way. And after Hussein Obama refused to destroy ISIS, Russia stepped in, if you remember the history, and it was the Russian Air Force that made these headquarters run away like the rats that they are. It was only the Russian Air Force that turned the tide. So who hates Russia in this country more than the Democrats? Why does Chuck Schumer want war with Russia? Why does Pelosi want war with Russia? You know, that's the bigger question. And I answered it, by the way, 3 books ago. Oh, yes, I know the whole story. There's a reason they hate Putin. But if I say it, it's the third rail of radio, so I can't tell you who it is, and I can't tell you what the block is, but why they hate Putin. The whole thing is a complete lie. Russia is our natural ally against ISIS. Everybody knows that. Except Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the entire illiberal establishment. How about the scandal of the cash that flowed to the Clinton Foundation as the Russians pressed for control of Uranium Company, April 2015. The headline in Pravda at that time trumpeted President Vladimir Putin's latest coup. Did you know why? Russian nuclear energy conquers the world. The article in January 2013 detailed how the Russian Atomic Energy Agency, Rosatom, had taken over a Canadian company with uranium mining stakes stretching from Central Asia to the American West. The uranium deal made Rosatom one of the world's largest uranium producers and brought Mr. Putin closer to his goal of controlling much of the global uranium supply chain. But the untold story behind that story is one that involves not just the Russian president, but also a former American president and a woman who would like to be the next one. At the heart of the tale are several men, leaders of the Canadian mining industry, who've been major donors to the charitable endeavors of former President Bill Clinton and his family. Members of that group built, financed, and eventually sold off to the Russians a company that would become known as Uranium One. Beyond mines in Kazakhstan that are among the most lucrative in the world, the sale gave the Russians control of one-fifth of all uranium production capacity in the United States. Since uranium is considered a strategic asset with implications for national security, the deal had to be approved by a committee composed of representatives from a number of United States government agencies. Among the agencies that eventually signed off, follow the bouncing woman, was the State Department, then headed by Mr. Clinton's wife, Hillary Rotten Clinton. As the Russians gradually assumed control of Uranium One, listen, I can stop right here. That's the real scandal here, are the Clintons and the uranium mine. That's one of the big scandals. You know, there's a show, I got to turn the sound up. There's a show tonight about the Madoffs coming up with, this time Robert De Niro playing Madoff. And by the preview that I heard, he does a terrible job. It's a flop. The problem with Robert De Niro playing Madoff is that Robert De Niro never changes character. He plays Robert De Niro in every role. It's the lazy man's form of acting. There was a Madoff biopic done a year ago with who? The guy I always didn't like. What's his name, Robert? He was actually excellent. Richard Dreyfuss. He did a perfect job because he is like Madoff. He looks like the known that Madoff is. But in the Madoff biopic of a few years ago, you know Madoff, the guy who scammed $50 billion and destroyed thousands and thousands of families, including Jewish charities that trusted him because he was Jewish. Ooh, chalk on a blackboard. Ooh, I said the J word. Oy vey. They trusted him because he was one of them and he robbed them anyway. Madoff robbed everyone in sight. His son committed suicide hanging himself in a closet. The other one got a rare form of cancer and died. He destroyed his whole family. It's biblical what Madoff did. But in that biopic, the Dreyfuss character says, they have the Dreyfuss character playing Madoff, and he says, you think I'm the scam artist because I ran a Ponzi scheme that stole $50 billion? He said, well, that's true. He said, but the bigger scam artists are those who run Wall Street. They're running a Ponzi scheme that's 100 times larger. And he said the bigger scam artists are the ones running the U.S. Treasury. They're running something 100,000 times larger. He said, I only ran a Ponzi scheme within a Ponzi scheme within a Ponzi scheme. How do you like that? And now, my friends, it's time for my opening prayer, something I say every day privately before the show begins. It's very brief. Don't get nervous. It's something that used to be said in courtrooms before the what do I call them now? Before the diminutive polyps took over the media. All I do is put my hand on my Old Testament and I say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And sometimes I add things to it. I look up at heaven and I say, God, give me the strength to do your bidding and not make a schmuck of myself. Amen. That's my prayer. So that's what I hope today on the Savage Nation. The Amazon Post, around-the-clock propaganda by Bezos, the monopolist. Trump's Holy Land tour coming up. First, he's visiting the Vatican first for a triple scoop of ice cream with the Pope. And then he's on to Jerusalem, then on to Saudi Arabia. So it's a threefer. I wonder if he's going to go to Mecca. Is he allowed into Mecca? I don't know. Christians can't go. There's a very open, it's a very open, tolerant religion, Islam. Just go to Harvard. That's what you'll learn. But don't go there if you're a Christian. Oh, it's an open religion. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if they convert you, it's an open religion. So he's going Rome, Jerusalem, Saudi Arabia. That's when he should have fired Comey while he was on the road. Should have read Jack Kerouac's book. He would have known what to do. That's a little too esoteric. I get it. U.S. officials' remarks sparks feud with Israel ahead of Trump visit. Another spat now, New York Post. All that happened was an Israeli team that joined U.S. officials on a scouting trip Monday requested that PM Benjamin Netanyahu accompany Trump and his family to the site, which is the Wailing Wall. You see, no American president has ever visited the Wailing Wall. So one of Trump's minions said, this isn't your territory, this is in the West Bank, it is a private visit by the president, and it's not your business. Oh, his name is David Burns, the political counselor at the U.S. Consulate in Jerusalem. And apparently Netanyahu's office was shocked at the incendiary statement about the Western. This is something that no one even understands, the whole Western Wall thing. But the picture that got me sick today was the U.S. ambassador, Bernstein, kissing the Wailing Wall. You know, what's the kissing of the Western Wall? That, you know, it's something you have to understand. How many mouths kissed that wall before he kissed that wall? You know that the germs could be on the wall, the dirty germs from the last mouth. You don't know where the mouth came from. I think you should spray the Western Wall with Lysol before you kiss it. But to be serious, put saran wrap on the wall. But to be even more serious, how about getting a brain and not kissing the Western Wall? You know, I went to Jerusalem in 1977, so like all naive Americans, I said, oh, I want to visit the Western Wall. So a very brilliant Israeli scholar said to me, why would you want to visit that relic? And I looked at him with astonishment. I said, isn't it a holy site? He said, no, it was only the foundation wall for the ancient temple. He said, the real thing to visit over there is the mosque that the Arabs built after they conquered Jerusalem and knocked down the Jewish temple, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. He said, that's what you should really see. He set things right. I love every time you read a news report that says, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam. What does that make? London, the fourth holiest site in Islam? Everything's the holiest site in Islam. Everything they conquered was a holiest site. Everything's the holiest site in Islam. Ooh. So they conquered Jerusalem. They knocked down the Jewish temple and they built a mosque on it. That's theirs? Why is that theirs? Why? Thank the people in the fake media. That's why. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. U.S. against each other. It's not bad enough Bezos is trying to destroy Trump because Trump has threatened to break Amazon up because it's a monopoly. So now Bezos, the devil, is now saying Israel was the source of intelligence that Trump shared with the Russians. So now they're trying to pit, before he goes to Israel, even try to make that a disaster. You know, you have to ask yourself, are the Democrats that smart or that evil? Or is evil that smart? You know, it's unbelievable to me. Like, they're pitting him against Netanyahu now before he even gets there. There's a fight. So who's behind all of this? Is it Bezos? Is it Soros? Soros? George Soros? Who could keep up with it? And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much in largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than all men. And there came of all peoples to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. And we'd like to have a president like that. And we did, of course. It was Obama. He was the wisest man in the history of the entire world. He's so smart that he made the dummies of America think he was for the poor. And at the end of his tenure, he went to every rich island on earth with the richest people on earth after putting down millionaires and billionaires. And he was so smart that the progressives didn't know that he got a $70 million book advance for being so much a champion of the poor, or a $400,000 a fee for a speech on Wall Street. And yet they still believed in him. Just shows you how smart Obama was, that he can get away with it. But we do have breaking news now. It's another scandal. Trump just announced that it is Tuesday, And in doing so, he alienated our allies in Australia and New Zealand, because over there it's Wednesday. And we hear that that's a new diplomatic row caused by Donald Trump for saying it's Tuesday. It was just leaked to us by the Washington Post. It sparked a feud with Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, because it is not Tuesday over there. And frankly, we don't really know where Trump got the idea that it's Tuesday. We hear it came from the Russians. We hear that one of the Russian ambassador told him that it's actually Tuesday, but on the Gregorian calendar, it's actually Wednesday. But it was disinformation put out by the old KGB. Yeah, right. So we're not going to talk about this. It's boring already. Every day, another one. Two adults, two boys missing when plane vanishes off Bahamas. Now making it the triangle already. Now it's everything in the fake news has to turn into some scandalous story. A plane goes down in the Bahamas, which is, okay, it happens. Not a fun story. They're making it went down in the triangle. The triangle already. The triangle, the dangerous triangle. Yeah, okay. Trump defends firing Comey. That's old news. Who's Comey? Comey? Comey, Comey, Comey. Say it 100 times. No one knows who he is anymore. Comey, 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 Comey. 855-472-82. We're not talking about these topics. We're talking about the insanity of those in the drugged-up fake news business and the drugged-up politicians who are obsessed with Russia.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
There's just something wrong with this picture. All at the same time as people are saying... And, okay. You know, this you have to be careful because this is its own incident, but it's about Russia. And every day I ask the question, what do the Russians have on Donald Trump? Financially, politically, or personally, that he's always catering to them.
Okay, again, Russia. Russia. Why did the Democrats, why have they demonized Russia? Has anyone actually figured out why they hate Russia all of a sudden? There was a time they loved Russia. When Russia was pure communist, they loved Russia. They were sympathetic to Russia. Now the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party USA, of which Pelosi seems to be the titular head, is now anti-Russian. I know why. I mean, I can't say it because it'd be the end of my career. And I think you can follow the dots. I wrote about it in Government Zero. There's a reason they hate Putin more than any other leader on the planet. But I can't say it because it's the end of the story here. And I'm not, I don't want to go down that road. It's unnecessary. It's, you know what I really wanted to talk about today? Not this stuff that much. It's too much already. Boring. Tonight is this Madoff biopic, as I said before. And I've seen the early one, which I liked a lot because he played it very well, the little pudgy actor, who I didn't like that much before. But he was great as Madoff because he looks like a crook. He looks like a crooked creep. De Niro can't play Madoff because he doesn't have the right look for it. He doesn't have a creepy enough look. But the biggest story is Madoff. Is anyone listening to the show Robbed by Madoff? And I want to know if you were robbed by Bernie Madoff, has your life recovered? Did you get anything back from the crooked guy that they put in charge of recovering the money, who stole most of it for his law firm, whoever his name was? Don't give me his name. I'll get sued. He took so much money for going. And then number two, has anyone been scammed by Madoff? How much did you lose? How much have you recovered? The bigger question is, should Bernie Madoff's wife be free? I don't think so. Why did they give her $2.5 million and let her live? I don't care whether it's a small condo in Connecticut. Are you telling me you live with a crook like that and you don't know what he's doing? Oh, I had no idea. Oh, I knew he was such a brilliant businessman. Why is she not in an orange jumpsuit in a women's prison somewhere in North Carolina cleaning toilets? Why is that a wrong question? Or are you not interested in that either? I can see already it's like the little man in the chair went to sleep. Nah, I think people are burned out from all of this. Jerry, in a washing machine? Jerry, go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Dr. Savage. This is Jerry, and I am a physician. I'm an Orthodox Jew. Small Jewish children from the age of 2 and 3 learn that if a religious book falls to the floor, they kiss it. People kiss the covering of the Torah all the time. And people, and I included, have kissed the wall hundreds of times, and nobody gets sick from kissing it. It's not like...
I guess it's divine intervention. Somehow God stops the bacteria from spreading.
I think that
I know about rituals. I understand rituals, but you're a doctor, which means you're originally a man of science. I think kissing the Western Wall is absurd.
I think your book of speaking about God, this is God's home. At least that's what we believe. And if it's God's home, I don't see anything that would be detrimental with expressing...
You know, as the Israeli professor said to me in 1979, I believe, or 78, I don't know when I was there, and I was not visiting the Russians... When I was there, he said, why are you visiting the Western Wall? All it is the old foundation of the Jewish temple. It's not really anything important. He said it's significant. It's not even significant architecturally. Why is it so holy to religious Jews?
It is the most important site to religious Jews.
But I'm asking you why.
Because that's where the temple was. That's where God resided in his earthly being.
What do you mean he resided? He lived inside the temple?
Wrongly. That's where
God only lived in that temple?
No, but that's where we had our closest revelation to him and our closest being to him, and it's what we long for, the return of that.
You know, I don't mock the next man's belief system. As I said yesterday, I'm really not a scoffer. I'm a believer. But there comes a point at which it becomes very hard to believe certain things, and one of the things that I find hard to believe is that kissing a piece of stone in Jerusalem is going to do anything for you. Or all the people who go there and put a piece of paper in it with a prayer. So what God's watching in heaven, and with the belief when the lights go out and all the boys and girls go to sleep, like Santa Claus, God comes down and collects the little pieces of paper from the Wailing Wall, and he sorts through them in Jupiter somewhere, and he decides which wishes to grant?
I think you're being a little sarcastic, and
I'm sure I'm very sarcastic. I mean, enough is enough already. There's a certain point at which rituals become absurd. Rituals become anti-God. They become a worship unto themselves, which is idolatry. In other words, rituals carried to a certain point become idolatry. I don't think anyone understands that.
I'll understand that. I think that we have, as I said, in your upbringing, have you ever seen a Jewish scroll?
Not only in my upbringing, I see them quite often. There's nothing unusual about a Jewish scroll.
When you learn with your Lubavitch rabbis, you know that they constantly kiss the Torah scroll.
I will not kiss a Torah scroll after some old man with cheesecake on his beard kissed it. I won't kiss it, no.
Okay, so then
I don't need his germs in my lips. I don't know where the scroll was before. Where was the scroll the night before? I don't know who it was with.
All I know is I grew up. I have no allergies, and maybe the people who are not kissing it, that's why they have so many allergies nowadays.
So you have great faith, and it gives you strength to go on, and I respect that. But I think it's absurd to kiss a bunch of stone in Israel. But let's talk about this from a political point of view. Trump wants to go to the Western Wall. No U.S. president, no sitting U.S. president has ever done that. And that was a big, big hullabaloo now because Netanyahu wanted to be there with him, and one of Trump's staffers said, it's not yours, it's in the West Bank. What do you think of that scandal?
I think that there is no scandal. I think that if President Trump wants to go to the Western Wall, I think he should be able to go. I think that And I am pro-Israel, of course. I think that they're trying to just strengthen the position of moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and which is a good thing. And I think that it's probably not Netanyahu who is upset, but some little munchkin in his governmental system, just like we have these little governmental munchkins. who are creating all of the troubles that we hear in daily.
Well, look, you and I probably agree on more things than we disagree, and I don't need to be antagonistic just to be antagonistic. But I think at a certain point, common sense should override ritualistic behavior, number one. And number two, that, and you can still be a believer, common sense and common medical knowledge should override some ancient rituals. As I have said before with circumcision, with regard to old men, I'm sorry to say, using their lips after the circumcision, which I find to be more than barbaric, it's sickening. And you as a doctor, what would you say to that one if you want to bring up the Bible and behavior?
I have three sons. They're all grown, married with children, and all three of them had that, what you have described. And
well, I think that that's child abuse, in my opinion. I think it's an ancient ritual that is abusive to children. There is no medical reason whatsoever to let a rabbi or moel kiss a little boy's penis after a circumcision. It's insanity. And not only is it insanity from a psychological point of view, but it also is spreading a disease. And for that reason, legislators actually stepped into this debate.
Studies have been shown, have been refuted, and in fact, the mohel who was this one case in New York of allegedly causing herpes simplex to be transmitted to a baby. In fact, that baby had the next baby from that same family had the same mohel, and there was no transmission of any disease. And the studies have shown that in fact, this is probably a one-off.
Do you think that it has no psychological effect on an infant for a grown man to put his mouth in the most intimate male portion of his body before any woman ever touches it? A male should be the first thing he feels?
You have to learn a little more Kabbalah. You have to learn.
No, I'd have to learn more Kabbalah. I have common sense. I don't need to study an old book to know what's wrong and what's right.
Sense is not
I think you need to pull your head out of the Kabbalah and start looking at reality, and that you've got a lot of people doing things that are totally crazy or meshuga, as you would say in Yiddish, that are no longer relevant in this world and this place and this time. And I'm not alone in that. And I've had Orthodox Jews agree with me. You know, your opinion is not the only opinion in the Orthodox world, incidentally.
I understand that at least on the radio, many people will not go up against you on these kind of
ideas. Go up against me, but you're speaking as though you speak for all Orthodox Jews, but you don't.
Savage.
You speak for a small percentage of Orthodox Jews who believe that an old man kissing a little boy after a circumcision in the most intimate part of that boy is kosher. I think it's sickening, by the way. And there's, by the way, what's the reason for that?
I can't do this in 30 seconds, sir.
Well, you just said that you want to go up against me. Give it to me. If you're such a Kabbalist, give it to me in 30 seconds.
There is a relationship between the area of the mouth and the circumcision. They have the same numerical value. They represent the parts of the body that represent Elohim, which is God. And
well, here we go. I think you ought to consult with Nancy Pelosi because her district includes people who believe that.
I won't allow this. I won't allow you to mock. You're very.
I won't allow you to mock common sense or science either. By quoting an ancient book, the ancient books have some sugar things in it, like kill an adulterer or kill homosexuals. What's there's a numeric reason for that?
Dr. Savage, there are many things that you're very...
No, wait a minute. You just said that... Wait a minute. You said I'm mocking the Holy Book. The Holy Book has some crazy crap in it, like kill adulterers, stone her to death, or kill homosexuals. You don't believe in that, do you?
We're losing the thread of the conversation.
No, we're not. We're gaining the thread of the conversation. You're losing it because you're losing the argument from the point of view of a secular, logical man. You're trying to deny what I'm saying has any truth to it because I'm not quoting some ancient text.
Well, most knowledge is based on ancient texts, which then are then looked at in through the light of the present. You have not yet delved into enough of the textual material to have an opinion.
But I don't have to study the Quran in great detail to know that cutting the throat of the infidel is wrong. or kill a Jew wherever you meet him is wrong. Do I? Do I have to study the Quran to know that that's insane?
Right. No, you don't.
All right. So thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Right. Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Dr. Michael Savage here. Let's talk about blood flow for a moment. We talk about blood flow. Well, you all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as we get older. And there is a natural way to support healthy blood flow. And that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body, which convert into nitric oxide. It's not that complicated. Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina it gives me within 20 minutes. So call 800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504. Or go to SavageLovesBeets.com. That's SavageLovesBeets.com. And you're going to get a 30-day free supply with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee, and you're going to get a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed your money back. It's simple, 800-481-0504. 855, I shouldn't give you my phone number, it'll confuse you from what I just read to you. So, okay, there we go again. We forgot already North Korea. We forgot North Korea. We forgot all of the obsessions we had before. Now it's all about this, and it leaks, and it this, and it that, and it this, and that, the leaks, and Trump is no good. Trump said it's Tuesday, and it's not Tuesday. And Australia says, Bezos, it's Wednesday. So Australia's now mad at us. The whole thing's sickening. If ever you wanted to know how corrupt and evil a propagandist media could be, you have an example of it today. I've not seen anything like it in my life. Never. Never in my whole life. Then Trump going to the Wailing Wall. That's a big story. That's a big story. I don't know that it should go there, frankly. I mean, it's a good thing for... See, here's what I think. There's a setup going on here. I'm going to make a prediction, and I don't know. My guess is this is a 50-50 prediction. I shouldn't even say it's a prediction. Trump going to Israel, okay. But Trump being the first sitting U.S. president to go to the Wailing Wall... That's a 50-50 shot that he's doing it for the following reason. And the following reason may be that he's going to shock the world when he gets there, and especially the Israeli Jews and the Jewish community in the world, the Jewish communities around the world, when he says that he's for a two-state solution, and he's going to move immediately to create a Palestinian state in the West Bank. And that could be why he's doing this. I think he's going to do a twofer on this. I think he's going to try and get a double out of it. That's what I think is the backdrop to this. And in the minute he does that, the diminutive polyps in the media will like him again. If he were to attack Israel and call for a two-state solution, the Anderson Coopers, the Wolf Blitzers, and the other losers, the diminutive polyps of the media, would suddenly be in love with Trump for that moment. They'd leave him alone. Nancy Pelosi would stop stuttering for a second. She'd find her bearings again for 2 seconds. All he's got to do is say two-state solution, and I want a Palestinian state within a year. That's it. They're in love with him again. And it could be that's what he's going to do, and that's why he's going to the West Bank to do it. I said it's a 50-50. Just as I predicted yesterday, and I hadn't heard it anywhere else, that it's North Korea behind the vast worldwide computer hacking. I mean, I was the one to do it. I didn't read it anywhere. I tried to apply Aristotelian logic to an illogical world. This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity, Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael.
Trial by fire of the Savage Nation. 3 hours a day, put yourself on that high wire. And now we're talking about Trump going to the Middle East. He's going to go to Rome. He's going to have an audience with the commie Pope. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't come out and talk about global warming as though it's real. I just pray to God. I pray to God he doesn't come out and make some stupid statement about global. Please, Donald, don't. Don't come out and tell me you believe now what the Pope tells you. The biggest hypocrite on the planet is that Pope. They haven't given up one piece of art for the poor. Let him sell a Sistine Chapel. I mean, come on, the whole thing's a scam. See, here's the thing with me and religion. I have knowledge that God exists in my own way. I'm just going to get it over with again. Yesterday I did prayer, and I read the soldier's prayer. And I told you my mother came to me in a dream before the oscopy. I know she was in heaven. I think religion is for people who don't have a way to reach God without them, without ritual. What if you reach God without them? What if you're a person in tune with the higher power or God without the religious, without religion, without the house of worship? Now, that's not to say we don't need such places, because without them it would all disappear altogether. So that's another story unto itself. But there are people who are super conscious, who have an ability to be in tune with the higher power without someone in between them, or without an enterprise between them. It doesn't mean that they're not religious. They believe in God. They know God exists, and they can talk to God. They can reach God. And they say, I don't want to hear any more of this. I want to hear about the Washington Post being bad, around-the-clock propaganda by Bezos, you know, which I now call the Amazon Post, which is a good one. Well, you won't see it anywhere. It'll be stolen soon. Probably ripped off already on someone's rip mail, R mail. I sent a friend of mine who's a brilliant guy about Trump. I said, what do you think of T? And he said, better than Hussein or Hillary would have been. Honoring his promises, legitimately besieged by a corrupt press, but acting too much like a CEO who perceives hostile takeovers within and without. He is growing Shakespearean with a touch of Stalin's paranoia, he wrote. And this guy's a staunch conservative. So then I answer him and I say, could not write a better plot. The family intrigue, the growing madness of King George comes to mind. He answers me and says, it is Lear. At some point, GOP will make a strong push for Pence to mutiny. Trump will likely be forced to resign, quote, for the good of the country, so order can be restored. And yet, he says, people have underestimated him before. He may bomb North Korea as a distraction. And I wrote, yes, war always works. So that's that. What am I going to do? Embroider on that one. That was that. That's it. That's the whole story. And that's it. The propaganda in the American media today is at an all-time high, and it's because of monopolies in the media. When you have a guy like Bezos, who owns so many things that are monopolies, and the government won't step in because he owns the politicians, like pieces of, just he owns the politicians. I don't have to go any further. He owns them lock, stock, and barrel. There should be a move to break him up. Amazon should be broken up. And while you're at it, break up Facebook, break up Microsoft, break up Google. I mean, they're all monopolies. They're bigger than most governments on the planet. No theory of capitalism has ever permitted companies of this size to emerge. Ever. Ever. That's what the antitrust division was created for, was to prevent companies from creating monopolies. I wrote about this many times in many of my books. But that he's not, I don't know that Trump will break up Amazon. I think he's afraid of them. Even though that Amazon, the Amazon Post is now his number one enemy. Fox News, Guilfoyle press secretary. Why would she take that job? My prediction, it's another fake head fake. She's not doing it. Okay, I'll tell you right now, she's not accepting the job. Why? Because she can't afford the pay cut, in my estimation. Who would take the job except someone who can't get anything else? Do you understand that a guy like Spicer, he was above his pay scale? For her, it would be below her pay scale. Would anyone who makes a living in the media want to be press secretary and put up with this day and night for 165 G's a year? Impossible to think. So you're always going to get like a B-lister or a C-lister who wants to be in the media. You look at the people in the Congress. They all want to have my job. They either want to be a talk show host or they want to be on television. They want to make, you know, money. They don't want their job in the Senate. They'd rather do this. Sit at home in a pair of pajamas with a dog and talk. I'm not in pajamas, okay? I'm just saying. That's what they want. Does Trump really want this job? Did he ever think he was going to have to put up with this day and night? Who would take that job but someone who is... See, a guy like Obama wanted the job because it was above his pay scale. That's why he wanted the job. Trump never should have taken the job, to be honest with you. What do you need this for? What a headache like this, day and night. Who would want this job? And that's it. Who was the leaker of the WAPO story? I like the story better of Madoff, that Gunniff, the worst man in the history of... You know, Bernie Madoff destroyed so many families. Destroyed them, robbed everybody blind. He robbed Jewish charities blind because they thought because he was Jewish that he wouldn't rob them. Robbed them all. One after the other, robbed them all. He was one of the most evil men ever. And I've asked you if you've lost money. It's so long ago, maybe they got it all back by now. How much did you lose? How much did you recover? Should Ruth Madoff be in prison? I believe yes. You know, I don't go for that. That's the old, like in The Sopranos, where Tony can't tell the wife. He's like, I can't tell you, then you'll be a co-conspirator and you can be indicted. But she knows that he's a gangster. She knows that it's all ill-gotten gains. She knows that it's blood money. She knows that the jewels, she knows that the houses, she knows that the yachts, she knows that everything that she has is from corruption and from crime. What's with the little lady getting off with no punishment? She knew what Tony Soprano was doing. She didn't know the details. Why is it that wives are immune from prosecution in a crime case? I don't know where that stems from. And that goes to Ruth Madoff. I always felt she should have been in the slammer. I mean, she lived on the guy's thievery her whole life. Where'd the money come from? Oh, she didn't really know. She thought he was an honest businessman. Do you actually believe that she slept with that pig? Forget the sex part. She slept with the pig in the same bed for 45, 50 years. She didn't know he was a crook. You actually believe the sons didn't know he was a crook? I don't believe any of that. I believe the whole family was rotten from the top to the bottom. It was a biblical family of pure evil, and it epitomizes our times. Now, the reason I'm talking about it, again, because there's a new one tonight, I think HBO this time with De Niro playing Madoff, I'll watch it. Even though I said I would never watch him again. I'm going to watch it because I have to. No, I have to watch it for the show. I heard already the preview. I didn't like it because he sounds like Robert De Niro. He can't go into character. He's actually a failed actor. If every role he plays is the same character, he's not a good actor. It's called method acting. I don't believe that that's good acting. Good acting is changing character. That's acting. Just being yourself over and over again, whether you're playing King Lear or the Fool, is not good acting. So, you know, there's a limit to the whole method acting business. You might say Brando is an example of always played Brando. And in his case, it worked to a certain extent that it didn't work. So, anyway, Madoff. I want to talk about that crook and if you've been scammed by him. And how much money did you lose and how much did you get back? I don't think anyone remembers it anymore. It's so long ago. Then we were talking about common sense applied to religion. Then things like that. So what if I'm a spiritual man who knows God exists, just like you, flesh and blood? If you tickle me, do I not laugh? Right? If you flay me, do I not cry? If you betray me, do I not want vengeance? You know, I have a thing that a good friend of mine, Dr. K, gave me for my birthday. He brought me a Ten Commandments thing, like a fake stone, let me explain. It's in plastic, but it looks like stone. It's like the tablets, and it has the Ten Commandments on it. And what's interesting about it is that over the Mother's Day weekend, my family was up, and my son, God bless him, was staying at my house, and he saw this that I put in front of the fireplace, like to cover up the fireplace, like the two tablets. And he looked at the Ten Commandments. He says, that's really amazing. He said, one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not bear false witness. He said, I didn't realize how significant that was about lying about somebody and destroying their reputation. And how relevant that is today when you've got Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, you know, and all the seven sisters in the media lying day and night about Donald Trump. They're literally betraying their neighbor. They're committing one of the great cardinal sins, and they get away with it. I said, you're right. So, you know, that's a lot of our common law derives from the Ten Commandments. I don't know if you know that. A lot of our common law derives from not only the Ten Commandments, but from the Bible. That's where it derives from. And it's what's right and wrong. A lot of it derives, again, from the Jewish Bible. And, of course, you say, well, where'd that derive from? Well, the Jewish people believe that it's God's word. And I want to leave that at that. I'm not one of these religious people who follow all the rituals. Those who do, I respect them, but it's not my world. It's that simple. I have respect for them. It's not my world. I believe that I know the difference between right and wrong, and I don't always practice it. I'm a flawed person. I go off message. I forget. You know, I am. That's all. I am, therefore I am. And I can't be a perfect man. I don't even try to be a perfect man. I just want to get through it without killing myself or killing someone else. You know, sometimes I joke about that. Things get so bad sometimes, and I get so angry sometimes at what I see going on, that sometimes I boil it right down and I say, you know what? As long as you don't commit suicide or homicide, you're doing well. Because the world can get you so crazy. It could get you so crazy. Things can happen in your life that are so unexpected and they come out of nowhere that you literally can go insane from it and do some horrible things. So you have to thank thank God, the lucky stars, however you put it, for what you have every minute. Life is a gift. I saw on the newspaper this morning, the website on the New York Post, that there's a priest in Philadelphia who used to be a criminal who created a boxing gym for the toughest kids in Philly. They took it down already. It was too religious. Yeah, took it down already. They snuck in one religious thing in the New York Post, and the Murdochs must have seen it and took it down already. Unbelievable. Did I put it up? Did I link it before they dropped it? It's unreal. Anything to do with Christianity or God is purged in our society. Do you know that? God, where is it? What I'm not talking about is, did Washington Post, meaning the Amazon Post, publish a dubious Russia story to distract from Seth Rich bombshell? I took that from InfoWars. That's a big story. Murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich had sent 44,000 internal emails to WikiLeaks. Washington Examiner. That's the huge subtext of it all. What's this? I'm looking for it. Where's the boxer who created the thing for the tough kids in Philly? Not even on my website. I sent it there. I linked it from the Post. That's purged already, too? Anyway, the point is the guy was a tough kid from Philly and a prisoner, criminal. And he said, when I was a kid growing up, the toughest thing you could be was an ex-con, he said, I thought that was the toughest thing to make you a man. He said, I realized what an idiot I was. And he now created a gym for the toughest kids in Philly where he makes them go to a prayer session for 15 minutes, and then they get, like, free boxing lessons and MMA lessons. It's a beautiful story. Will we ever hear the end of the fake Russian scandals as long as we have false witness by Anderson Cooper and boys? Constant false witness. Constant. It's biblical now. What Anderson Cooper and the other, I can't use the old word, diminutive polyps are doing in the media to Trump is biblical in its outrage. I am so outraged by these polyps. This is false witness. It's bearing false witness against thy neighbor. But because they are atheists, because they have eschewed any scintilla of their actual religion, whether it be Jewish or Christian, there's not a scintilla of Jew left in them, not a scintilla of Christian left in any of these polyps in the media. They have thrown out their own teachings. And in so doing, they now bear false witness on a regular basis. Don't get me started, because I'll become the preacher that you're afraid of. And now I have to take a break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Now, two of the worst people on the planet are teaming up. Harvey Weinstein, one of the worst of his type, along with a really sick, evil man, in my estimation, Michael Moore, are doing a Trump doc about when Trump became president. These are two of the worst people in the history of the world. Harvey Weinstein, admittedly, is a business genius, but everyone I know who's worked with him have terrible things to say about him. That's all I can say. I know people who distributed movies through him. I'll leave it at that. Let's say they have better things to say about Bernie Madoff. That's just one, my experience. The other one is a complete fraud, lives in a mansion and makes believe he's into global warming. You can take a look at him and you know he's a sicko. You look at a guy like Michael Moore, this is the type, as I said to you, I like to look at pictures from like the late 1890s of mental hospitals, back wards. This guy's like a back ward picture from a nut house. In like Victorian England, they would have someone like that wandering around. Here is a media star, and he teams up with the devil. To me, Harvey Weinstein is the personification of a devil, human devil, the type. That's all. Just an opinion. Can't prove it. So I'm not going to do the story about, you know, the Amazon Post anymore. It's sickening. Just remember the Bible, Harvey. Remember that thing that you had before you were bar mitzvahed? Remember the Bible, Harvey Weinstein? Well, there were 10 commandments in it, Harvey, and one of them said, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Harvey, go back to your teachings before you became a man. Maybe you'll become a human.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Thou shalt not bear false witness. It's in the Bible, Harvey Weinstein. I don't know if I can even reach a man like that. I don't think there's anything in there to reach. I certainly can't reach Charles Schumer. He must have known what the Bible had in it about bearing false witness. At some point, he must have been an honest little boy, Schumer. It's hard to say. I mean, anyone who goes to law school, I tend to think, never had a scintilla of decency in them at the beginning, except my lawyers. Here's Charles Schumer. Listen to the forked tongue of the devil. Listen to the first statement when he says, if the reporting is accurate, then he jumps to already the impeachment. This is what I'm saying, if. That's called bearing false witness. Rush to judgment. It's the opposite of everything the phony Democrat, Socialist, Islamist party pretends to stand for. So here he is, the man who once had a soul who's lost it. Schumer, you know, there's a Christian saying that I don't think applies to you, but it says, "If what does it profiteth a man if he gaineth the world and loseth his soul? Schumer, that has meaning in your case. You've lost your soul. Listen to the forked tongue of Charles Schumer in number 14.
If the reporting is accurate, in one fell swoop, the president could have unsettled our allies.
Could have.
Emboldened our adversaries.
Could have.
Endangered our military and intelligence officers world over.
I can't listen to it. I'm getting a migraine. Turn it off. Listen to this liar. If the reporting is accurate, when we know the Amazon Post is owned by a monopolist who bought the paper strictly to attack Trump, who wanted to break up Amazon as a monopoly because it is a monopoly. So now already they're running with this. All of those bearing false witness are running with this. How in the world? The minute this happened, the fake story put out by the Amazon Post, the entire cabal of fake Republicans, well, actually they're true Republicans, they're true to the Republican Party protocols, which is to deceive the American people and work with the Democrats, they immediately attacked them. McCain, Graham, Sass, Corker, all attacked Trump. Bearing false witness based upon a house of lies. Listen to 04.
Well, if it's true, obviously it's disturbing, but I think we've got to find out more before I could comment. I just can't comment on every news story or so. But obviously, if it's not a good thing.
It's not helpful that this was with the Russians, right? I mean, this is just weird. We and the Russians do not have aligned interests. They want to exacerbate our internal distrust of each other.
Obviously, they're downward spiral right now and have got to figure out a way to come to grips with all that's happening. The chaos.
This is his own party.
Is being created by the lack of discipline. It creates a worrisome environment.
Clearly, the president didn't do anything illegal. But my advice to the president would be: if you're going to talk to the Russians about anything sensitive, run it through the system first.
All right, turn off the hissers. Turn off the hissing sisters. This is his own party, based upon a false story put out by the Amazon Post. It's unreal to me. What we're watching, you know, like tonight there's an HBO show, The Wizard of Lies. It could be about the Republican Party. They've now aligned themselves with the Seven Sisters of Hate on the other side. So it's about Madoff tonight, you know. Already what I heard I don't like. I think the other guy did a better job than De Niro's going to do. Again, I don't remember his name. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. What was his name, the one who did the other one? You keep reminding me. I have a block on him. What's his name? Dreyfus, the Dreyfus affair. He actually did a good Madoff, Dreyfus, years ago, because he probably is like him, in my estimation. He looks like him, sounds like him, probably ran his life in a certain way. Deceit. Any actor is deceitful, by the way. The definition of a good actor is someone who can deceive you. Otherwise, you're a bad actor. That's why I've always been... See, I was a bad actor as a kid. I remember I was in the fifth grade, I tried acting, and they had me on the stage. I'll never forget it to this day. So I had to play the part of someone in a family who was drinking tea out of a teacup, but there was no tea in the cup. So I said to the teacher, who was the director, wait a minute, how can I pretend I'm drinking tea if there's no tea in the cup? Well, she said, that's what acting is. That was the day I left acting. Because I can't pretend I'm drinking tea if there's no tea in the cup. When a guy like Robert De Niro can drink tea when there's no tea, it seems that the better the actor, the bigger the deceiver. So that's why you shouldn't count on them to give you any truth. They're actors. They're entertainers. That's why we love them, because they relieve us of the burden of reality. But we don't turn to them for wisdom, do we? Well, in America, what? You must be joking. All right, but let's go back to the callers now. 855-400-7282. I'm not selling anything except my show right now. You can call his other stories. Town hall member calls out Pelosi for selective outrage on Comey firing. More evidence North Korea may be behind global cyber attack. I told you yesterday that's what I thought it was. This is a frightening one. North Korea missile detected by THAAD. Program progressing faster than expected, says South Korea. That's terrifying. You know, we're underestimating that guy. What if we wake up and he nukes northern Japan? What are we going to do then? You know what I'm saying? Here's another one. Betray your country. Continue getting benefits while loyal vets die waiting for care. Transgender Chelsea Manning to stay in Army receive benefits after being released from prison. Do you believe this? It's from The Blaze. This guy should have been tried for treason and punished as such. Now they're getting care. Forget Puerto Rico, says investor.com. What about U.S. states soaring pension debts? Oh, boy, I never did a pension story. Right here in San Rafael, California, you know what the unfunded pensions are for the government workers? Over $1 trillion. That's what I read. $1 trillion in pensions that they gave all of the civil servants. American support for same-sex marriage just hit a new high, says The Week. I don't believe that. A Gallup poll? 64% of Americans now support same-sex marriage, a Gallup poll said? I don't believe this. While Democrats are still overwhelmingly more likely, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. The poll was conducted by phone among 1,011 adults. You hear this? We don't know if the adults speak English. We don't know if they're crazy. We don't know if they're a madhouse. We don't know if they're voters, but adults. Its margin of error is plus or minus 100 points. That's what I would say with this poll. This weight loss slams medical bulimia. Not interested. So you see, there's always news. And the show already took off. I could feel I'm in orbit. It took me a while. This is the thing about radio that you have to understand why I won the National Radio Hall of Fame Award on the legit, not from the insiders, but from the audience. See, this year they're not voting. It's just being given because he didn't win it, so they're going to give it to him this year, in my opinion. He ran against me and lost. That's all because I'm more popular amongst the actual listeners. So the thing about radio is there's a natural rhythm to it. Just if you want to learn something, a little technique, I'll throw it out there since I'm an older guy and I'm not going to be here forever doing radio, is that you should never panic over your show. Just understand, if you give it the honesty that it deserves and really speak from the heart, eventually the show will catch a certain energy, and that energy will feed you. It'll loop back on you, and that energy will drive the show from there on. The hardest part is to catch the beginning and run from and run with it and ride that wave. But it's very hard. It's like a surfer, I guess, who paddles out to that wave. And if he catches it just right, he's going to ride the wave. It's the same thing with talk radio. The hardest part is to get on that board and start paddling out to that wave. And sometimes you're going to get swamped. But after a certain number of years, you never get swamped. You'll always ride that wave. That's all I can tell you. Just keep paddling. I remember once, well, I don't want to go back to reminiscing because I'm going to get into reminiscence now. That could be interesting. I'm not ready for it. I thought it was more interesting talking about the Madoff, if you got scammed by him, and that Ponzi scheme was nothing compared to the Ponzi scheme called the stock market. Stock market's a total Ponzi scam. It's run by insiders. And the whole thing's going to collapse one day right in front of our eyes. It'll make 2008 look like a joke compared to what's coming. It could happen, and it could happen tomorrow. What do you think could set it off? Anything? The whole thing is built on a house of lies. The entire stock market is an invention. You think that the valuations of these startup companies are actually real when there are real nuts and bolts companies producing real products that have lower valuations than these invented crapola companies in San Francisco that produce nothing, that lose hundreds of millions of dollars in the valuations through the ceiling? What's that built upon? A Ponzi scheme. These snot noses running around here with billions of dollars that never earned any, that never produced anything? Okay, whatever. Just common sense. Trump going to the wall, I still think is a great story. What's this headline now? North Korea cyber sleeper cells prep war contingency. I'm not going to the Korean restaurant then. I'm not going to go get the short ribs. No, I'm afraid not. I could be poisoned. I was going there a lot then. The guy looked hostile to me. I don't know if he knew me or he was just hostile in general or it was me misreading a culture. Why do they always look angry in some restaurants? Why do some owners always have a pissed off look? There's a certain weirdness about it. What says Kibble will return to host 2018 Oscars? Kibble's going to do the Oscars now? Jimmy Kibble will return to host 2018 Oscars. I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Kibble. I'd rather see Jonah Schimmel do it than Jimmy Kibble. What's so good about these invented characters, these fake comedians that read other people's scripts? Try doing this for 3 hours on the Natch with no one writing your script. See how good you are. You want to test yourself? Go ahead, test yourself. L.A. businesses raise a stink after homeless poop on sidewalk. Oh, don't get me started. I know what I would do with the homeless problem in San Francisco and L.A. and all the other cities. I'm really quite draconian. I've had enough of it. I have enough of this. I can solve the problem for you pretty quickly. 30 days, they're all gone. You clean them up and you make them do some work. That's all. Don't tell me they can't. Okay, that's enough of that. Dead DNC staffer had contact with WikiLeaks, sent 44,000 internal emails, and you don't want to know why he was killed? His wallet was found on him. Nothing robbed. Executed. Young lesbian, new voice of German far right. That's interesting that the gay and lesbians are waking up to the dangers of the Islamic invasion. I wondered how long that was going to take. The smart ones saw it for a while. They understood that we were their best friends, those of us who are not gay, but those of us who understand the dangers to gays from radical Islam. They finally joined the party. Good. I think it's too little too late, but okay. Welcome to the party. KLIF, Dallas, Texas. Gene, line 5, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael Sowers, my hero, my teacher here. Listen, good. I'll get to it quickly. My sister-in-law, she's a Jewish lady, and down here in Greensville, Texas here, and she see Bernie Madoff, so she went and met him, and she invested $175,000 with him, and he told, listen, don't invest with somebody else. Don't invest with me. But, of course, she's from the Jewish community, and she didn't want her neighbor to tell her they made money with Bernie Madoff, so she invested the money. So I think she's got back $3,000, Michael.
$3,000, what? And the lawyer who runs the return got most of the money.
Probably so. And because...
Oh, that's awful. But I think what you're saying is because he was... I'm going to say it again. Because Bernie Madoff was Jewish, a lot of Jews trusted him, and they got robbed. And that includes some of the biggest names in Hollywood, by the way, got robbed by him. They felt they could trust him because he was like, you know what I'm saying, trustworthy. And he scammed Jewish charities as well. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Hey, Michael, and then the FCC knew what was going on, but they...
Oh, are you kidding? The Securities and Exchange Commission, they should have been put in jail. The SEC knew what was going on. It was that Greek guy who was dogged in his determination to expose them. I think it was, I can't remember Amopoulos. I can't remember his whole Opolis name. He was the one who was the hero of the whole Bernie Madoff scam. But the biggest story here is that Ruth Madoff is now walking the earth free, living in a condo in Connecticut. Why do you think she should be in prison?
Well, I think so, because the family was in on it too, I believe.
Well, so do I believe it. How could she not know living with that crook for 47 years or whatever? Why is she free? I don't like the law that says the wife is... That's such a sexist thing. Oh, she's immune from prosecution. She didn't know. What was she living on? His honest earnings? I'm sorry, my friend. I'm almost out of time. But I'm sending you the greatest book of all time, Trump's War. And the reason it's more relevant today is because it has a track record of everything that Trump promised us is in that book. And unless there's a record of it, he's liable to do none of it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Nothing is better than a great night's sleep. It can help you have a great day, and I'm having a lot of great days because I happen to get a great night's sleep every night on my Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that gives you all the support you need and guarantees you get the best night's sleep ever. It ships for free in a little box. It's so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress. Easy to get into your bedroom, really tiny. I happen to love that Casper lets you try the mattress for 100 nights in your own home risk-free. They'll come pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll give you every dime back, no questions asked. From its breakthrough design to its packaging to letting you try it for 100 nights, it's no wonder Casper was named one of Fast Company's 50 most innovative brands of 2017. It's no joke. Believe me, sleeping on a mattress is the only way to try it. It beats lying on one in a store with everyone looking at you for just a few minutes. So get a Casper and get a great night's sleep every night like I do. All you got to do is go to Casper.com and use code NATION for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code NATION. Get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, code SAVAGE. Terms and conditions apply. I'm almost out of time. Would you believe this? How does this work? And now the headline. North Korea nukes more powerful than feared. Cyber sleeper cells prep war contingency. Top of the Drudge Report. Shocking. Terrible. The guy's nuts. And here we're worried about false witness, bearing false witness from the diminutive polyps called the media, the American media. Now at a new shameful low. Lower than that. Of Goebbels. They're just like Goebbels themselves. Goebbels would be more honest eating kibble than Jake Tapper. Watching a Goebbels in a cage eating kibble would have more degree of alacrity in it than what Jake Tapper delivers, in my estimation. To attack a president every night based on rumors that are based on rumors that are based on rumors built on rumors, all because the maniac who owns the Amazon Post wants to bring Trump down. That's it. I'll be here for another hour. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. This is directed to the polyps in the media who pose as human beings. I would say they should be ashamed of themselves for bearing false witness against Trump based upon rumor, which is built on a rumor, which is built on a lie, which is built upon a fabrication. But these men have no honor. This applies only to a human being with honor. They have no honor. That's over already. The drama that they created based on a lie. Now they want to divide Israel against Trump before he even gets there, creating more lies about the Western Wall's situation. This just came out on Breitbart by Charles Spearing. President Trump plans direct speech to Muslim world about radical Islamic terror. Oh, boy. Better not tell that to Harvey Weinstein. Better not tell that to Jake Tapper. There is no radical Islamic terror. According to the Democrat Socialist Islamic Party line, there is no radical Islamic terror at all. It has nothing to do with Islam. It's fake Muslims. They're disguised Christian skinheads putting on a hijab who do it. No, you ask Jake Tapper. It's probably people from the South in a Ku Klux Klan robe who dye them black. They're the ones who are doing it. It's not Muslims. Muslims don't commit terror. It's a religion of peace. Just ask them in the fabricated media. President Trump plans direct speech to the Muslim world about radical Islamic terror. That should be great. That should go over very, very well with Wolf Blitzer, Mr. Blinky. Well, you hear that outroar. According to National Agent McMaster, Trump will deliver an inspiring yet direct speech on the need to confront radical ideology. In Muslim countries? Wow. Well, I'll tell you what I think is coming. And I said 50-50 now. 50-50, which is he's going to call for a Palestinian state, and it's going to throw everyone into a complete they're going to go crazy. That would be my guess here. So that's the story. He's going to Saudi Arabia to deliver that speech? That's astonishing. The Saudis are the ones behind 9/11. The Saudis supported radical Sunni jihadists in Syria, aligned with al-Qaeda, who try to wipe out the Syrian Christian community. The Saudis are financing the migrants who are invading Europe, and they won't accept any refugees into their own holy little desert kingdom. So, yeah, he's got a lot to tell the Saudis, believe me. Well, I can't wait for that speech any more than I can wait for any of the other speeches that I think are going to come that we're not being told about. And if you want to talk about that or anything else, were you scammed by Bernie Madoff? How much did you lose? How much have you recovered? And Trump's war. I have to refer. I know, you see, I'm supposed to be embarrassed to tell you that the book knows what's happening right now and it predicted it. Why should I be embarrassed? If I wrote a book that was so predictive, it's sort of the Bible of the Trump administration, meaning the real Trump administration. But I want to read you page 201. Because it has to do with the Russian story. It was right in there. And I wrote this. It's short. If you haven't noticed, Trump's election itself is a crisis for the liberal power structure. But since they can't come out and admit that they don't really care about democracy when the other side wins, they have manufactured a crisis called, quote, Russia hacked the election. Did you hear Nancy Pelosi and her bumbling again? It's a fake crisis. We're supposed to believe that Trump is president only because Russian intelligence hacked a DNC email server and basically confirmed what we already knew about Hillary Clinton, that she is an unprincipled, opportunistic liar who cares little for the people who voted for her or what they want her to do in office. Well, you heard all of that. It's all double talk. And the fact of the matter is, the biggest scandal is the Russian uranium deal, brokered by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State, with a huge smear to Bill Clinton in the Clinton Foundation by the Russians themselves. Now, there's no better way to hide that than to turn it around and say Trump's in bed with the Russians, in order to get everyone thinking about that instead of the fact that they actually are in bed with the Russians, meaning the whole Clinton cabal, right? Now, I'm going to say again, here's the problem with the Trump administration. He has a few problems himself. There's a little King Lear there, no question about that. I suggested last week in an article that was linked on Drudge how to salvage the Trump presidency, which is stop tweeting. Stop tweeting and stop speaking off the cuff. Read scripted speeches and disappear for a while. I said that. I still mean it. He should have fired Comey while he was away instead of making it personal. That was a mistake. But his big problem is he doesn't really have any really sharp, vicious lawyers around him like Roy Cohn. That's the number one issue. He doesn't have any sharp, vicious lawyers around him who know how to get even. That's number one. Number two, he has no one from Hollywood advising him on presentation. Nobody advises him, and he should be advised. The greatest failure of his administration so far was sitting down with Lester Dolt in the CBS interview on equal footing in an equal chair, looking like he was a schoolboy being lectured to by the president, meaning Lester Dolt became the president and Trump sat there to take a whipping. Never saw anything as poorly presented in my entire life by a presidency. Never. You talk about an incompetent staff. The entire communications staff is maybe a C or D level. No one in there of any quality, in my opinion. Zero. No sense of presence. He has nobody advising him. Nobody with an eye. No one with a director's eye. He needs a director in there. And it may come that he gets it eventually. I don't know who in Hollywood would do it or who in the public relations world would do it, but there must be somebody out there who can do it. These are just, you know, random thoughts. That's all. And earlier we talked about Trump going to the Western Wall, and I hope he doesn't kiss it or put a note in the wall. I just hope, please, enough with the notes and the rocks. What do they do that for? They think God comes down like Santa Claus at night while they're sleeping, like good little religious boys and girls, and God picks up the note, and then he picks the best notes up, and he's, I'll do this one, I won't do that one, this one I'll do, this I can't do, I don't have time, that's not important. And like Puff, he's going to deliver on the notes in the Western Wall. What is this? This superstition gets to me. Superstitious practices within religions are idolatry. This is something I'm surprised the Jewish people don't know. That overly ritualistic acts become idolatry unto themselves, which is forbidden by the religion. But then, look, that's beyond the average Shuckler and Jiver. That's all. They don't want to hear it. They'll do what they want. Good for them. I love them. I love religious people. As long as they leave me alone and they leave the children alone and they cut out with the barbaric practices on infants, then we could be friends. No more barbaric practices on infants. The innocence of the world. All right, Joe on WABC, what's your topic? Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, an honor to speak with you. My story is about, it's funny, I interviewed with Bernie Madoff's sons when I was trying to break into the business in 97. And my takeaway from it was I met with them, and then after the interview was over, the last question he asked me is, what do you think the best trait as a trader was? And I said something like, to be a multitask. And it's an open-ended question. There's no right or wrong. But he says, wrong. The correct answer is math. Which is funny in terms of a Ponzi scheme, because that's how the whole thing works, is math, right? But secondly, so I say to him as I'm leaving, good luck. And one of the sons, I can't tell which one, if it was the one that killed himself or died from cancer, but he said, luck has nothing to do with this. Which I find is interesting in itself, too, in terms of you running a Ponzi scheme, luck had nothing to do with it.
So you're alleging that Madoff's sons knew about the scam.
And here's my take, and this is how, and I don't know this, but in the business in which you work, they worked on the broker-dealer side. They had a market-making broker-dealer.
Yeah, but they didn't make any trades. According to what I've studied, they never made a legitimate trade in their life. How could they not be involved in the scam?
No. You're talking about two separate entities. There's the hedge fund that supposedly Madoff, Bernie was running. The Suns ran a market-making broker-dealer, which was legitimate.
Oh.
The Suns ran a legitimate market-making business.
I believe that George Soros and Bernie Madoff are cut from the same exact ice cream bar. My opinion is they're the same type. They're absolutely the same type, in my opinion. I don't believe George Soros and what he has done to this nation and the way he manipulates and the way he scandalizes the truth and the way he pits these polyps in the media against Donald Trump, and the way he gave $85 million or so to Black Lives Matter. And by the way, where'd they go? Where'd they go with the money? Whatever happened to them? How come they're not acting up anymore? Where'd they go? Okay, so do you think Madoff's wife should be free?
I don't know on what grounds you could imprison her, what have you. Logic would say it's a family business.
How could a woman who sleeps with this crook, Bernie Madoff, not have known? How could she not have known?
I believe she knew. I believe the Suns knew as well. But the one documentary on TV that was over, that showed them, all three of them, the two sons and the wife, as if they were innocent. They didn't know anything.
Right. That was the one with that actor from Hollywood. Again, whose name I forget. Dreyfus. Richard Dreyfus. Dreyfoot.
I don't buy
Richard Dreykup. Richard Dreykup. Richard Dreykup, right. Well, tonight is the De Niro one. I don't know. I heard already the preview voice. It's De Niro playing De Niro, not playing Madoff. That's why I don't like it in advance. The other one, at least, Dreykup looked like Madoff and sounded like Madoff. But I don't think De Niro is going to do it right for two reasons. There's no ethnic connection. And number two, he's playing De Niro. It's like it's like Brando in the end of his career. All he did was play Brando for $1 million, a shot, or $2 million. All right, my friend, I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War, the most perfect record of what Trump promised us that I hope he will deliver upon. It is now 18 minutes after the third hour of the Savage Nation. If you've endured 2 hours and 18 minutes, I'm sending you a Nobel Peace Prize at the end of the show.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Take a moment out to, send our prayers to two officers, one of whom is dead. Two police shot today because of the war on police that was started by the previous president, the diminutive president, Barry, the $70 million Obama. Now, there's a war on police going on. The cops' hands are tied, have to wait to be shot at before they can shoot back. So in Maybrook, New York, 70 miles north of New York City, police chief was shot during a domestic disturbance call. That's number one. Then over in North Dakota, or Montana rather, excuse me, an officer was killed by two suspects. So it's one of the most dangerous jobs on earth, and we wish these guardians of the peace the best. The best. Anyone in law or in law enforcement should shoot for center mass and ask questions later. Groups of three, groups of four. If they're not down, go for another three. We're behind you. I am sick of this. I am so sick of what I'm living through in this country. You can get a really sick. You get sick looking at this every day. Everything is upside down. The morons in the school know more than the teacher. The criminals are already considered victims before they even get into the shootout with the cops. The polyps inside the Democrat Party build one lie upon a lie upon a fabrication, which is built upon another allegation, as taken as the truth by those who bear false witness. Meanwhile, we're all in danger because of the maniac in North Korea. Headline on the Drudge Report, North Korea nukes more powerful than feared. Cyber sleeper cells prep war contingency. This is what Congress should be working on. Instead, those who bear false witness are spending their every conscious moment trying to bring down Donald Trump. Because they have to... Look, there's an old saying, which I've told you before, the eye that alters all does all. William Blake wrote that, if you want to go back to poetry. The eye that alters altered all. So if you look at a guy like Jake Tapper or Wolf Blitzer or Richard Blumenthal, a senator or congressman, whatever he may be, these people, in my estimation, all have altered eyes. These are alt-left maniacs. And when you're an alt-left maniac, everything that you look at is wrong. Everything you see is upside down. So these are the activists of today posing as congressmen, posing as senators, posing as reporters. They're not. They're not any of those things. Beth on KSFO, fire away. You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a Bernie Madoff survivor. My husband's uncle was best friends with Bernie Madoff. And he took all our life savings, my daughter's child, college fund.
How much did that evil POS take from you? How many millions did that piece of garbage steal from you?
A million.
A million, but it was the life savings of your whole family. How much did you recover from the great lawyer who was put in to recover the money?
Nothing.
Nothing. I guarantee you the lawyer got millions upon millions upon millions. That's another scam unto itself. You talk about a Ponzi scheme. How about the firm that was given the job of recovering the money? Someone ought to look into that one. Now, Beth, as someone who lost their life savings from this crooked piece of garbage, Bernie Madoff, do you think Ruth Madoff should be walking free and living in a condominium in Connecticut?
No, I think she should give me some of her money because my husband had a heart attack a year and a half later.
I want to know what she's living on. Where does she get her money from? Where's it coming from?
From Bernie Madoff, of course.
Well, I don't know. They gave her $2.5 million out of the billions he scammed. A lot of it went for legal fees. Where does she get money from? Where's it seeping? Well, who's it seeping from? The grandchildren? What was there, a blind trust somewhere?
It was hidden somehow.
Hidden somehow. That's what we all think. Well, all I can say is you have my sympathy, which is worth nothing when you lost your life savings. I'm going to send you a copy of Teddy and Me and Trump's War. Maybe looking at my dog will give you some solace. At least you can trust the dog. You know where they're coming from compared to the Bernie Madoffs and the Jake Tappers of the world. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Now, of course, this is getting to be insane every day. We all now know how sick the media is. Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, said that if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. Jeff Bezos is the biggest propagandist in American history. He bought the Washington Post, which was already a liberal newsletter, and he turned it into the Amazon Post, which does his bidding against Donald Trump, who threatened to break up Amazon as a monopoly, which it is. Apple, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, they're all monopolies. They all need to be broken up. But this guy was so smart that he bought the Washington Post and turned it into an anti-Trump sounding board around the clock. So now we have the new fake scandal, the non-scandal. One day it was this, the next day it was that. The story comes out about the leak, what he said, what he told the Russians. He's the president. He's the president. So he told them, we want to, you know, fight with you against ISIS in this town. And that suddenly is a leak? That's a breach of protocol? I guess if you're senile and you're Nancy Pelosi, it's some kind of crime against humanity. Around-the-clock propaganda by Bezos the monopolist. Again, it's the Jews now. Now they're going to get a threefer out of the Amazon Post is trying to now turn Israel and the U.S. against each other. It's not bad enough Bezos is trying to destroy Trump because Trump has threatened to break Amazon up because it's a monopoly. So now Bezos, the devil, is now saying Israel was the source of intelligence that Trump shared with the Russians. So now they're trying to pit, before he goes to Israel, even try to make that a disaster. You know, you have to ask yourself, are the Democrats that smart or that evil? Or is evil that smart? You know, it's unbelievable to me. When they're pitting him against Netanyahu now before he even gets there, there's a fight. So who's behind all of this? Is it Bezos? Is it Soros? Soros? George Soros? Who could keep up with it? And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than all men. And there came of all peoples to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. And we'd like to have a president like that. And we did, of course. It was Obama. He was the wisest man in the history of the entire world. He's so smart that he made the dummies of America think he was for the poor. And at the end of his tenure, he went to every rich island on earth with the richest people on earth after putting down millionaires and billionaires. And he was so smart that the progressives didn't know that he got a $70 million book advance for being so much a champion of the poor, or a $400,000 a fee for a speech on Wall Street. And yet they still believed in him. Just shows you how smart Obama was. You can get away with it. U.S. officials' remarks sparks feud with Israel ahead of Trump visit. Another spat now, New York Post. All that happened was an Israeli team that joined U.S. officials on a scouting trip Monday requested that PM Benjamin Netanyahu accompany Trump and his family to the site, which is the Wailing Wall. You see, no American president has ever visited the Wailing Wall. So one of Trump's minions said, this isn't your territory, this is in the West Bank, it is a private visit by the president, and it's not your business. Oh, his name is David Burns, the political counselor at the U.S. Consulate in Jerusalem. And apparently Netanyahu's office was shocked at the incendiary statement about the Western. This is something that no one even understands, the whole Western Wall thing. But the picture that got me sick today was the U.S. ambassador, Bernstein, kissing the Wailing Wall. You know, what's the kissing of the Western Wall? Now, you know, it's something you have to understand. How many mouths kissed that wall before he kissed that wall? You know that the germs could be on the wall, the dirty germs from the last mouth. You don't know where the mouth came from. I think you should spray the Western Wall with Lysol before you kiss it. But to be serious, put Saran wrap on the wall. But to be even more serious, how about getting a brain and not kissing the Western Wall? You know, I went to Jerusalem in 1977, so like all naive Americans, I said, oh, I want to visit the Western Wall. So a very brilliant Israeli scholar said to me, why would you want to visit that relic? And I looked at him with astonishment. I said, isn't it a holy site? He said, no, it was only the foundation wall for the ancient temple. He said, the real thing to visit over there is the mosque that the Arabs built after they conquered Jerusalem and knocked down the Jewish temple, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. He said, that's what you should really see. He set things right. I love every time you read a news report that says, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam. What does that make? London the fourth holiest site in Islam? Everything's the holiest site in Islam. Everything they conquered was a holiest site. Everything's the holiest site in Islam. Ooh. So they conquered Jerusalem, they knocked down the Jewish temple, and they built a mosque on it. That's theirs? Why is that theirs? Why? Thank the people in the fake media. How about the scandal of the cash that flowed to the Clinton Foundation as the Russians pressed for control of uranium company, April 2015? The headline in Pravda at that time trumpeted President Vladimir Putin's latest coup. Did you know why? Russian nuclear energy conquers the world. The article in January 2013 detailed how the Russian Atomic Energy Agency, Rosatom, had taken over a Canadian company with uranium mining stakes stretching from Central Asia to the American West. The uranium deal made Rosatom one of the world's largest uranium producers and brought Mr. Putin closer to his goal of controlling much of the global uranium supply chain. But the untold story behind that story is one that involves not just the Russian president, but also a former American president and a woman who would like to be the next one. At the heart of the tale are several men, leaders of the Canadian mining industry, who have been major donors to the charitable endeavors of former President Bill Clinton and his family. Members of that group built, financed, and eventually sold off to the Russians a company that would become known as Uranium One. Beyond mines in Kazakhstan that are among the most lucrative in the world, the sale gave the Russians control of one-fifth of all uranium production capacity in the United States. Since uranium is considered a strategic asset with implications for national security, the deal had to be approved by a committee composed of representatives from a number of United States government agencies. Among the agencies that eventually signed off, follow the bouncing woman, was the State Department, then headed by Mr. Clinton's wife, Hillary Rotten Clinton. As the Russians gradually assumed control of Uranium One, listen, I can stop right here. That's the real scandal here, are the Clintons and the uranium mine. That's one of the big scandals. So yesterday I predicted or suspected that the hacking was done by North Korea. And I must tell you, I believe I was the first one in the media to say that. Now all of a sudden, oh, it's North Korea. You know how many people listen to this show, derive their ideas from this show, don't credit me? It doesn't matter. I'm Lao Tzu. I'm the Lao Tzu of the airwaves. As long as they're not quoting me but stealing my ideas, I'm happy. I don't need the credit for it. All I need is my ideas circulated. So here's my next idea for those of you ready to steal another idea. Okay, we hear that the leaker over the latest nun scandal is Israel, which we could have guessed if it's true, that they were listening in. That was their intelligence, rather, that was leaked that the president, the commander-in-chief, spoke with about with Russia. Since they're also fighting ISIS, by the way, and they're our best ally against ISIS, by the way. And after Hussein Obama refused to destroy ISIS, Russia stepped in, if you remember the history, and it was the Russian Air Force that made these headquarters run away like the rats that they are. It was only the Russian Air Force that turned the tide. So who hates Russia in this country more than the Democrats? Why does Chuck Schumer want war with Russia? Why does Pelosi want war with Russia? You know, that's the bigger question. And I answered it, by the way, 3 books ago. Oh, yes, I know the whole story. There's a reason they hate Putin. But if I say it, it's the third rail of radio, so I can't tell you who it is, and I can't tell you what the block is, but why they hate Putin. The whole thing is a complete lie. Russia is our natural ally against ISIS. Everybody knows that, except Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the entire illiberal establishment. Why did the Democrats, why have they demonized Russia? Has anyone actually figured out why they hate Russia all of a sudden? There was a time they loved Russia. When Russia was pure communist, they loved Russia. They were sympathetic to Russia. Now the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party USA, of which Pelosi seems to be the titular head, is now anti-Russian. I know why. I mean, I can't say it because it'd be the end of my career. And I think you can follow the dots. I wrote about it in Government Zero. There's a reason they hate Putin more than any other leader on the planet. But I can't say it because it's the end of the story here. And I don't want to go down that road. It's unnecessary. It's, you know what I really wanted to talk about today? Not this stuff that much. It's too much already. Boring. Tonight is this Madoff biopic, as I said before. De Niro can't play Madoff because he doesn't have the right look for it. He doesn't have a creepy enough look. There was a Madoff biopic done a year ago with Richard Dreyfuss. He did a perfect job because he is like Madoff. He looks like the known that Madoff is. But in the Madoff biopic of a few years ago, you know Madoff, the guy who scammed $50 billion and destroyed thousands and thousands of families, including Jewish charities that trusted him because he was Jewish. Ooh, chalk on a blackboard. Ooh, I said the J word. Oy vey. They trusted him because he was one of them, and he robbed them anyway. Madoff robbed everyone in sight. His son committed suicide, hanging himself in a closet. The other one got a rare form of cancer and died. He destroyed his whole family. It's biblical what Madoff did. But in that biopic, the Dreyfuss character says, they have the Dreyfuss character playing Madoff, and he says, you think I'm the scam artist because I ran a Ponzi scheme that stole $50 billion? He said, well, that's true. He said, but the bigger scam artists are those who run Wall Street. They're running a Ponzi scheme that's 100 times larger. And he said, the bigger scam artists are the ones running the U.S. Treasury. They're running something 100,000 times larger. He said, I only ran a Ponzi scheme within a Ponzi scheme within a Ponzi scheme. How do you like that? So, okay, there we go again. We forgot already North Korea. We forgot North Korea. We forgot all of the obsessions we had before. Now it's all about this, and it leaks, and this, and that. Then Trump going to the Wailing Wall. That's a big story. That's a big story. I don't know that he should go there, frankly. I mean, it's a good thing for... See, here's what I think. There's a setup going on here. I'm going to make a prediction, and I don't know. My guess is this is a 50-50 prediction. I shouldn't even say it's a prediction. Trump going to Israel, okay. But Trump being the first sitting U.S. president to go to the Wailing Wall, that's a 50-50 shot that he's doing it for the following reason. And the following reason may be that he's going to shock the world when he gets there, and especially the Israeli Jews and the Jewish community in the world, the Jewish communities around the world, when he says that he's for a two-state solution, and he's going to move immediately to create a Palestinian state in the West Bank, and that could be why he's doing this. I think he's going to do a twofer on this. I think he's going to try and get a double out of it. That's what I think is the backdrop to this. And in the minute he does that, the diminutive polyps in the media will like him again. If he were to attack Israel and call for a two-state solution, the Anderson Coopers, the Wolf Blitzers, and the other losers, the diminutive polyps of the media, would suddenly be in love with Trump for that moment. They'd leave him alone. Nancy Pelosi would stop stuttering for a second. She'd find her bearings again for 2 seconds. All he's got to do is say two-state solution, and I want a Palestinian state within a year. That's it. They're in love with him again. And it could be that's what he's going to do, and that's why he's going to the West Bank to do it. I said it's a 50-50. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We're talking about Trump going to the Middle East. He's going to go to Rome. An audience with the commie Pope. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't come out and talk about global warming as though it's real. I just pray to God. I pray to God he doesn't come out and make some stupid statement about global. Please, Donald, don't. Don't come out and tell me you believe now what the Pope tells you. The biggest hypocrite on the planet is that Pope. I've been giving up one piece of art for the poor. Let him sell a Sistine Chapel. I mean, come on, the whole thing's a scam. See, here's the thing with me and religion. I have knowledge that God exists in my own way. I'm just going to get it over with again. Yesterday I did prayer, and I read the soldier's prayer, because I told you my mother came to me in a dream before the oscopy. I know she was in heaven. I think religion is for people who don't have a way to reach God without them, without ritual. What if you reach God without them? What if you're a person in tune with the higher power or God without the religious, without religion, without the house of worship? Now, that's not to say we don't need such places, because without them, it would all disappear altogether. So that's another story unto itself. But there are people who are super conscious, who have an ability to be in tune with the higher power without someone in between them, or without an enterprise between them. It doesn't mean that they're not religious. They believe in God. They know God exists, and they can talk to God. They can reach God. And they say, I don't want to hear any more of this. I want to hear about the Washington Post being bad, around-the-clock propaganda by Bezos, you know, which I now call the Amazon Post, which is a good one. You won't see it anywhere. It'll be stolen soon. Probably ripped off already on someone's rip mail, R mail. I sent a friend of mine who's a brilliant guy about Trump. I said, what do you think of T? And he said, better than Hussein or Hillary would have been, honoring his promises, legitimately besieged by a corrupt press, but acting too much like a CEO who perceives hostile takeovers within and without. He is growing Shakespearean with a touch of Stalin's paranoia, he wrote. And this guy's a staunch conservative. So then I answer him and I say, could not write a better plot. The family intrigue, the growing madness of King George comes to mind. He answers me and says, it is Lear. At some point, GOP will make a strong push for Pence to mutiny. Trump will likely be forced to resign, quote, for the good of the country, so order can be restored. And yet, he says, people have underestimated him before. He may bomb North Korea as a distraction. And I wrote, yes, war always works. So that's that. What am I going to do? Embroider on that one. That was that. That's it. That's the whole story. And that's it. The propaganda in the American media today is at an all-time high, and it's because of monopolies in the media. When you have a guy like Bezos, who owns so many things that are monopolies, and the government won't step in because he owns the politicians, I don't have to go any further.
Savage.